you've got by 96.7 FM WZLR at AM 1270. Harness Racing Show known as Off to the Races, and we certainly appreciate each and every one of you joining us. And without these fine folks, this show would not be possible. They include the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, Breed in Ohio, Buy in Ohio, Race in Ohio, and Win in Ohio. We're also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. Got caring down to a science. Cashman's Horse Equipment out to the drive-through feed store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. Great show coming up for you tonight. It is the finals of the Breeders' Crown, live from Woodbine Mohawk Park in Canada, north of the border, and Ohio has got some fine representation. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk to one of the trainers that has big stakes in the actions tonight in the Breeders' Crown Finals. Trainer Todd Luther will be joining us. He has got three horses, including one of Ohio's very own bred Skywalker C, coming up in race number five. That is the finals for the three-year-old Philly Pacers. More on that with Todd coming up in segment two. But first, we're going to steal a little bit from our good friend Wes Mayberry from the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Wrote a fantastic article that we're pretty much going to take verbatim. He wrote it, and it's published on the U.S. Trotting website, so ustrotting.com if this is too much of a word salad for you. But we'll start with the two-year-olds, and of course, courtesy of Wes, let's check out what he had to say. The Ohio-bred's Brandon Boulevard, Seaside Shuffle, and Set Your Sights High will highlight the entries, with Ohio Connections looking to score a Breeders' Crown victory in one of the four divisions for freshmen this year. Now, Brandon Boulevard opened as the 5-2 second choice in the freshman cold pace division. He had 8-5 favorite Bojangles. And for those of you who have been watching the sport of harness racing, Bojangles has been really, really good. It's been solidly climbing up the top 10 ladder in all the sport of harness racing in his division. Back to Brandon Boulevard, the down by the seaside colt has hit the board at all nine starts this year, recording 7 wins in 2 seconds, along with $338,000 plus in earnings. Based to a 148-4 new track and Canadian record at last week's Breeders' Crown eliminations, and draws post 2 for the final. The entries in this division also include Malilo and Frantic Hanover, co-bred and co-owned by Jason Malilo of Powell, Ohio. Malilo has hit the board in 10 of 11 starts here in the this season of 2025, and 3 victories and earnings of over $215,000. Frantic Hanover is co-owned by Knox Services of Mount Vernon, Ohio, and has 7 wins in 2 seconds with over $506,000 in earnings in 10 seasonal starts. Down by the seaside filly, Seaside Shuffle was bred by William Walters and our good friend Joe McLeod from Sugar Valley Farms, both of Delaware, Ohio, and is co-owned by Knox Services and Ras Racing of Powell. She will leave from post 8 in the freshman filly pace division. The 2025 Ohio Sire Stakes 2-year-old filly pace champion Seaside Shuffle has hit the board at 9 of 10 starts on the year with 4 victories and over $321,000 in career earnings. Other horses with Ohio connections in that division include 1-5 morning line favorite Lua Deepa, along with Better Be a Star, Fragment, Amalulu, and You Brute. Ronnie Wren Jr., a staple in the Northfield Park driving colony. Northfield Park, of course, up in close to Cleveland, Ohio, has been tabbed to be in the sulky with Lua Deepa, who has 8 wins and over $393,000 in earnings and 11 starts this year. Better Be a Star was co-bred by Country Club Acres of Findlay, Ohio, and has 2 victories and earnings of $65,000 plus in 9 seasonal starts. Co-bred by Michael Robinson of Lewis Center, Fragment has earned over $514,000 all the year, scoring 8 wins in 2 seconds at 13 starts. And I'm a Lulu is co-owned by Knox Services and has 3 wins in 9 starts to go with over $219,000 in earnings this season. You Brute, who is co-owned by Hatfield Stables of Columbus, has 2 victories and earnings of over $313,000 in 8 starts in 2025. Set Your Sights High, the 2025 Ohio Sire Stakes 2-year-old Philly Trot champion, is an Ohio bred by In Range, a sire that you're going to be hearing from a lot in the coming years. She opened as the 7-2 second choice behind 5-2 favorite Nezuko Kamado, and will leave from post 9. Set your sights high, hit the board at all 10 seasonal starts with 7 wins in 3 seconds, earning $521,000+. Atlantic Summer is driven by Ren Jr. and Sparks, who is co-owned by Joseph Rocco of Brecksville, Ohio, are also in this division. Atlantic Summer has 2 wins in 8 starts and has bankrolled over $300,000 this season. Sparks also has 2 wins and 8 starts on the year, earning $106,530. We're going to take a look at the 3- and 4-year-olds coming up in segment 3, but coming up in just a minute or so after the timeout, we're going to hear from Ohio-based trainer Todd Luther, who has 3 horses competing in the Breeders' Crown Championship. Coming up, you've got My 96.7 FM, WDLR, and AM 1270.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
And we're back on Off to the Races, My 96.7 FM, WDLR and AM 1270. Breeders' Crown coming up later on tonight at Woodbine Mohawk. And we're joined now by trainer Todd Luther, Ohio-based trainer, who's got 3 horses competing in the big dances here tonight. Todd, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Todd. First of all, let's talk a little bit about Always Be Naughty. Now, this is a horse that I had a chance to see, of course. She raced at her younger ages at Harris, Philadelphia, under Team Tactor. And she's one of those horses. She's going to be competing in the Breeders' Crown Open Mare Final tonight. And, Todd, she's one of those horses that seems to me that consistency may be not her strong suit. But if she rips off a big mile, kind of like we saw in her 39-1 upset win last week at Woodbine Mohawk in that Philly and Mare Open, that she could go with anybody.
Oh yeah, she's a nice mare. She's tough. You just got to fight some tie up issues with her. So whenever she kind of shows a flat mile, she tied up a little bit. Coming into the race last week, they'll start before she was loaded and just nowhere to go. And she's a good mare. She can take the abuse. And I told my brother when we were entering the Breeders' Crown, he said, "Are you sure you want to do this?" And I said, "If she shows up and brings her A game, I think we can go right with them."
Now, in her last start, of course, she was up against Sylvia Hanover in that overnight. She got the job done at 39-1 and 148-2, Sylvia Hanover. Now, she did have a little bit of a tough trip, of course, talking about Sylvia Hanover in the first half of that mile. But you certainly have to be pleased with not only how she did that brush to the top between the half and three quarters, but how she maintained and sustained right through the wire.
Oh, yeah, she was, I was giggling when Austin pulled. I said, "Man, I didn't think we'd be first up against Sylvia." But when she cleared and made the front, I mean, she just swells up. And I knew when she got there, she was going to be tough to get by. And, I mean, she put in a game effort. Hopefully she can bring it this week.
Now, we've got a lot of non-harness racing listeners, or listeners that may be just getting involved in the sport of harness racing, and you use the term tie-up, and of course, you know, we kind of as insiders kind of know what that means, but can you explain to maybe some of the first-time listeners what you actually mean when you're saying a horse ties up?
Oh, I would explain it to us as like a just a big muscle cramp or like muscle spasms where they you know, it just, if you're running and you start cramping yourself, you know, you're going to want to slow down until, and, you know, and, take yourself up, and weather has a lot to do with it. And, you know, it's just like any athlete, you have to find out what is, you know, what helps the best to, it might be different from one person to another person, just like from horse to horse.
Always Be Naughty tonight in the final. She draws post position number 7 of that open mare pace. Can you tell us what your thoughts are coming into it? What do you think she's going to have to do to win here tonight?
She's definitely going to have to bring her A game. You know, Twin B Joe Fresh is she's something very exciting to watch. And Sylvia is, too, when she brings her A game. But I think my mare's ready tonight. And if she brings her A game, hopefully we can make it a race for everybody and be exciting.
All right, let's talk about Skywalker C. She made the final. She drew post number 6 in race number 5 for the 3-year-old filly and mare Pacers. And let's go back a little bit to that Scarlet Championship a couple of weeks ago at Dayton, where she finished, I thought, a good third to odds on Chesapeake and Prolific Fire. And they pretty much ran 1-2 that whole race. And you were once again tracking the cover of odds on Hialeah. I think you were tracking her in the Jughead Elimination, too. More on that in a moment, but you were clearly third best that day, and I thought, you know, after watching that race, if the trip worked out a little different, that she would have been in line for a better finish.
Oh, yeah, definitely. She, you know, she was really good the other night. I was really happy with her, and we didn't have to race her hard, so that's a big plus in my book. And Austin was a little upset at himself. He said, man, I should have pulled in the last turn and just kind of waited on Dexter to kind of make it a race, but I was very happy the way she raced.
Yeah, no question about it. Of course, you're in the finals tonight against Mickey and Minnie, and of course, we all know about Mickey and Minnie and how dominant she's been in this division. What are you kind of looking forward to, and what do you think Skywalker C's got to do to take the big money tonight?
It's going to come down to a trip. You know, post 6 gives us a lot of options with what we want to do. And, you know, Mickey and Minnie, she's definitely something she brings her A game all the time. And that's filly of mine. I haven't really raced her hard. You know, she's a very tough horse to drive, I could say. You know, if you leave with her and you have to use her hard, she's full bore. I mean, she'll be down to 3/4 and 119, 120 with no problem. So we just kind of got to hope they mix it up and we can get a good trip.
All right, one more to ask you about Todd Rice 7, number 9, Hill Exotic. I know you probably aren't thrilled with the post draw, but this is a classy guy. He's made over $1.5 million, had 6 straight years where he's made over $125,000. I had a chance to see this horse up close on the East Coast, a race under a couple different trainers. Tron Smedshammer brought this horse up. Then this horse spent a couple years with Ron Burke. And I believe you got this horse win in 2024, correct?
Yeah, we bought him on Gate. He came on for sale on Gate, and I told Greg, I said, we cannot pass him up, and he's been nothing but a pleasure ever since he stepped in a barn. You couldn't ask for a nicer horse, and no horse in a barn has a bigger heart than he does. He just gives it his all every start.
Course going to be mixing up tonight against the likes of Lexus Cody, French Wine, rather, who is I believe making his second or third start for trainer Nancy Tactor. They got this horse from the Andy Miller connection there, and again, Hill Exotic from post 9 does have the speed to kind of overcome it, I would imagine. And I know you probably don't want to tip your hand, but I would imagine that would probably be the strategy tonight, floating and hoping.
Oh, yeah. You know, he had the 9 hole in Maple Leaf, and There's no show in my hand. There will be no ducking. So, I mean, we are going forward, and that's one of his biggest things is, I told somebody the other day, you combine his gate speed with his heart, and that's why he's made the money he has. The horse absolutely loves his job, and if he ever races bad, there's something seriously wrong because he gives it 110%.
Now, Todd, let's talk a little bit about your training career. You've got 831 wins, over $13 million in career earnings. 4 of the last 5 years, you've eclipsed $2 million, and I think the sub-$2 million year you just missed, and that was a couple of seasons ago. Tell everybody kind of how you got started in the sport of harness racing and what kind of led you to this career.
My brother and grandpa were always in it. And if I wasn't on the baseball field, I was at Scioto Downs and learning. And my grandpa passed away, and Greg said, "Man, I don't know what to do with all our horses." And I said, "I'll take it over." And ever since then, it's been a ride. You know, we've come a very long way from $5,000 and $10,000 claimers to where we are now, and it's exciting. And I never dreamed 20 years ago that I would even be competing in a Breeders' Crown, and this is something amazing.
And of course, one of the great things that I like about you is you're sticking with your guy Austin Hanners, and I know this has got to be a really, really big night for Austin, and I know he's got to be looking forward to it, and I know the butterfly's got to be going through his veins right now.
Oh yeah, he doesn't show it a lot, but it's exciting for him. And Greg and Austin's dad, Brad Hanners, were great friends growing up, so it's kind of a big family thing. And it's so easy going into a race with Austin because I can talk to him and he knows the horses, and you know, it's a lot easier, especially like I said earlier, with a horse that's like Skywalker. She's so tough to drive, and they get along, so I think that kind of gives us an advantage.
What would it mean to you guys to take home a Breeders' Crown Championship?
Oh, I don't even think words could describe it. It's something everybody dreams forward to. You know, finals is one thing. You know, if you win an Ohio final or PA, wherever we are, but to take a Breeders' Crown, that would be one for the records book for us, and it would be something exciting, especially my family. Everybody's going up, so it would be pretty cool.
And I know this would be very big for the state of Ohio because, let's be honest, the state of Ohio struggled and had to keep, the heads above water for a lot of years before the slots came and the good money came. And now we're starting to see these Ohio breds compete quite regularly with success on the Grand Circuit.
Oh, for sure. I think we got some of the best program around, and these horses are starting to show up. And I think Ohio's going to be one to be on the big stages with more of the sires coming. And we've been doing a lot of breeding ourselves on that side, and we got a bunch of Catch the Fires and Captain Kirks, and I think they'll be racing in the Breeders' Crown here before long, especially next year with the Breeders' Crown coming to Ohio. That's really exciting.
All right, Todd, well, listen, we certainly appreciate you joining us. Best of luck to you, and hey, bring one home for the Buckeye State, will you?
We're definitely going to give it a go, that's for sure. Thank you.
Thank you very much, trainer Todd Luther. 3 big chances in the Breeders' Crown Finals coming up tonight at Woodbine Mohawk Park. Once again, if you're in the neighborhood of an Ohio racetrack, I'm sure it's going to be simulcast at all the Ohio Paramutuals, so make sure that you check it out. Make sure you attend. If not, of course, all the various DWs, and just kind of watch, because I'll tell you what, this is a big night in the sport of harness racing, and a big night for the state of Ohio, as once again, our Ohio bred and owned horses proving that they can go with anybody on the Grand Circuit, no matter what the case may be. And of course, tonight, the Breeders' Crown, a big, big event here in the sport of harness racing. But backtracking, Todd Luther, one of the great trainers, not only here in the state of Ohio, but I think in harness racing in general. He's got 831 wins, over $13 million in career earnings, and a lot of that coming in the last 5 years. 4 of the last 5 years for trainer Todd Luther have all been $2 million years. And the only year in the last 5 years that he lost or did not make the $2 million mark, he made about $1.9 million. So certainly hats off to him. The three horses will be watching him dance tonight. Always Be Naughty in race number three, the Breeders' Crown Open Mare Pace Final. Race number five, Skywalker C in the three-year-old filly and mare pace final. And in race seven, Hill Exotic in the Breeders' Crown Open Trot. So, man, we're rooting for Todd. We're rooting for Austin Hanners to bring home a Breeders' Crown trophy here to the state of Ohio. We're going to take a look at the Breeders' Crown in its entirety. When we come back, you've got Up to the Races on by 96.7 FM, WDLR, and AM 1270.
It's known as the Great American Harness Race, the Little Brown Jug, and it's held right here in Delaware, Ohio. Why? Because Ohio is the heartland of harness racing. In Ohio, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association keeps things running smoothly and is here to make sure that harness racing remains strong. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Join us and keep Ohio as the driving force of harness racing. Call 800-353-6442, the OHHA.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
You've got Off to the Races on by 96.7 FM, WDLR at AM 1270 tonight. The big Breeders' Crown from Woodbine Mohawk Park. And once again, we're talking about the Ohio representation in the big dances here tonight coming up. And we're going to pick up with the three-year-olds. We talked about the two-year-olds in the first segment, of course. Then we talked to Todd Luther. Now let's talk about the three-year-olds. This a great article, by the way. Check it out, ustrotting.com, by our good friend Wes Mayberry from the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Let's pick up where we left off. The three-year-olds sipping on Sea Rock will leave from post six tonight in the sophomore cold pacing division. We talked extensively about him in our show last week. This horse is co-bred by Alicia Binkley of Lebanon and co-owned by Rice Racing and Dog Services. The Down by the Seaside colt was Ohio's two-year-old cold pacer of the year in 2024. It's won 6 of 14 starts this season. His 12 career victories over $1 million in earnings and 25 lifetime starts. Blueprint, of course, driven by Ronnie Wren Jr. He is the 6-5 morning line favorite in the division. The 2025 Little Brown Jug winner has 10 victories and 11 starts. That lone loss coming last week in the elimination. He's won 17 times. He's got 3 seconds and 1/3 with earnings over $1.7 million and 21 lifetime starts. So he looks to make amends. We talked to Todd about Skywalker C, leaving from post six. Down by the Seaside Philly was bred by Black Magic Racing. It's owned, of course, by Greg Luther Racing of Blacklick. Ohio-based driver Austin Hanners will be in the sulky. Skywalker C enters with 7 wins over 328,000 in earnings, 28 career starts. Other Ohio-connected horses in that division include Mickey and Minnie and Rose. Bob Mondillo is co-breeder and co-owner of the great Mickey and Minnie, the big 6-5 boarding line favorite. She posted a track and Canadian equaling mile of a 148-2 in a Breeders' Crown elimination race and has hit the board at all 24 lifetime starts. Wren Jr. is going to drive Rose, who was co-bred by Melillo and his 7 career wins, earnings over $478,000. Sophomore Philly Trot division contains 4 horses with Ohio connections in Miss Belmar, Royal Mission, Walsby, and Yo Tilly. Go bred by GBW Breeding Farms of Finley, Yotilly. Open as the 7-5 favorite. She has 10 wins in 1 second, 11 seasonal starts, and has hit the board in 21 of 23 starts. Ohio Connections, Jim Panzi Dancer. Happy Jack B and Mr. Mouton are in the sophomore colt trot division. Jim Panzi Dancer is owned in part by Chris Bieber and Carolina Acosta, both of Radnor. The Bieber trainees, 5 wins and earnings over $279,000. That in 24 career starts. Happy Jack B's coming by Sobranco. It has 4 wins in over $526,000 in earnings. Bred by Kevin Greenfield of Perrysburg and co-owned by Stoles Geiger of Columbus. Mr. Mouton has hit the board at 8 of 9 seasonal starts with 4 wins as part of a 5 career victories. And in the opens, the open division feature Ohio Connections, Hill Exotic. Of course, we talked to Todd Luther, Southwind Coors, Oakwood Arden, MM's Dream, and of course, Always Be Naughty of that Todd Luther barn as well. So, listen, best of luck to all the Ohio Connections tonight. Well represented. Special thanks to Wes Mayberry. Once again, go check out that article. It's on ustrotting.com. Well, this show would not be possible if it weren't for the fine folks at the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. We're also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got caring down to a science, and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet, a drive-through feed store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. Visit a Parimutuel racetrack near you to watch and wager all the action of the Breeders' Crown tonight. Let's root on our Ohio horsemen and horsewomen as they go to grab one of the most prestigious trophies in all the sports of harness racing, the Breeders' Crown. Make sure that you visit a Parimutuel and you can watch and wager all the action. That's going to do it for us. Join us next Saturday with the first post of 9:30. So long, everybody.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you could be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650. 3650.